run down the hillside. Pick him up five stones. See, there's a lot of talk about those five stones. I've heard people say that it meant Jesus. And I don't believe that. There's other people that said that he just wanted to make sure that he didn't miss. I don't believe that. But friend, when you look into history and into the lineage of this man Goliath, he had four other brothers.
Right.
Come on now.
David said, if I'm going to take one of you, I might as well be prepared for all of you. Because I believe when we begin to descend down that hill, I believe the Holy Ghost began to transition somehow. He felt more anointing. He felt more power. Because as the day that he stood in front of Saul and his brothers, he said, the same God that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and the bear, he's going to be the same God that delivers me out of this man Goliath. And David would go down that hill in the timing and the perfect will of God. And then to get the bullet slingshot and that stone to release, I believe, with the guidance of the Holy Ghost and the direction of God, and keep that man Goliath dead square between the eyes. But David wasn't finished. He said, I want to make a point that I'm no longer just a shepherd boy, but I've reached my potential. I've reached where God has created me to be. And he took the sword from the side of Goliath, and the Bible said that he stood up upon Goliath and he cut the head off of that man.
What was he doing, Brother Jeff?
He was letting know there was spirit in hell. You can come at me if you want to, but I'm ready. I'm no longer just a child, but I'm an anointed man of God. I'm an anointed woman. I'm an anointed young lady. And I'm prepared for this. I'm more than just a carpenter. I'm more than just somebody the devil thinks I am. But I'm a tongue-talking, holy walking, Bible-toned, scripture-quoted child of God. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me believe your spirit. I'm more than a carpenter. More than what the world thinks of me. Come on, young person. I'm more than what the school thinks of me. I'm a child of God. I'm anointed. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm able to do something for the kingdom of God.
Revival's going to stay when I hook up to that trailer.
I believe that this is the hour and time.
I do too.
For God to take that veil.
Come on.
And begin to slowly slide it off of you. And take you and say, this is what you was created for. For him to step back and look and fast at what he created. You know why some people backslide and stop going to church? Because they are afraid of the exposure. They're afraid of the calling. They're afraid of the pull that they feel when they come into an apostolic church. And they know that God wants to use them. And the only way they can react to it is to run from it. I believe that's why some young people are not sitting on these pews in this church. I don't know them, but I know what I feel. I know why some of these front seats are empty. Because the enemy began to take notice when they were in the carpenter shop that they were going to be more than a carpenter. And he says, well, I got a chance. I better pull this one out as fast as I can. Because if I pull him out before he gets exposed, I can stop the process of some of these young people and becoming what God has created them to be. Young person, let this be a revelation to everyone that's in this church. Don't let the anointing, the pull of God push you. I'll say it this way where you can understand it. Stop resisting. Because when we resist long enough, you see, just like the sister talking about Pharaoh, God wanted to use Pharaoh in his kingdom. How is that, brother? Let's have, look how many times he tried to give Pharaoh to help. There's no telling what Pharaoh would have been. But because of Pharaoh's resistance to the will of God, God hardened his heart. And not only hardened, but he put so much anger in it that he had to follow him into the Red Sea. The hatred for the things of God. I believe, and I don't know how long I'm walking on thin ground, but I believe there's some individuals that's in this building tonight. You're in the process of making a decision. Friend, if you've ever heard of anything that I've said tonight, hear this. There's no longer time for you to walk alone. But it's time for you to get in this thing and get in with everything that you have. And get away from the edge and get away from that line. Because Because the longer you walk the line, the more tempted it is to cross the line. Because the longer you walk the line, you're able to say, well, you know what? Nothing's happened. I'm fine. And then all of a sudden, while walking that line, you touch the other side. You slip over. Nothing's happened. You get a little further. And the whole time the devil's saying is, come on. I've got to get you now. Before you understand who and what you are. Does that really happen, Brother Latef? Look at Adam and Eve. The Bible says that the Lord spoke to Adam and said, don't eat of it. Somewhere along the line, as the man of the house, Adam said, you know what, Eve? We're not no longer just going to eat it, but we're not going to touch it. And they set a boundary around it. Because the day that Satan began to talk to Eve, she said that I was told not to eat of it nor touch it. And the enemy convinced her to cross that line. What happened? Oh, look, friend, when she crossed that line, that safety heaven, that hedge of protection, and she began to touch the fruit, and she began to see, well, nothing's happened. What have I got to be afraid of? I don't see any lightning falling from the skies. I don't hear the Lord's great voice talking to me. And she ate them. That's how slick and sly the enemy is. It's only when you take that big bite and you indulge in that sin and your eyes are open. How did I get this far off? How did I get this far away from God? I never intended to backslide this far and do so much. Can we all stand right now, every eye closed, every head bowed? I believe the Holy Ghost is talking to some individuals. You've crossed the line. Not by your own will, but because the enemy knew that he could have influence over you. I believe that you've done some things in your life that you've regretted. But tonight I believe in second chances. Is going to meet you halfway here tonight. I believe some restoration can take place in these very altars tonight if you allow it. But Brother Latef, you don't know how far I went. It doesn't matter how far you've went, as long as you can make your way back. Because I believe that this church, that your pastor and God Himself is saying you're more than what you think you are. I want them to sing whatever they feel in the Holy Ghost tonight, and I want to open up these altars. And even all who would come and say, Lord, help me, use me in your time. And God, when you see fit, come on, friend, if you're the one that's straight away, you can get back right with God tonight. Come on, you've made your way already to the house. You're in the carpenter's shop. Let God use you tonight. Let God minister to you tonight.